Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Our COVID-19 coverage continues, but this time we're starting to turn our eye towards the future as we discuss what's happening currently. Specifically, I'm talking about sleep therapy. Providing care during the COVID-19 public health emergency has involved a lot of technology for sleep therapy providers. That's how they've been coping. So today we're looking at how sleep therapy providers are leveraging virtual and digital solutions during the COVID-19 pandemic and how that response might shape sleep care in the post-pandemic future. And here to talk to me about that is Arturo Garcia. Arturo's the Senior Product Manager for Connected Solutions for sleep therapy equipment maker ResMed. Arturo, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, David. Really happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's dive in. How is the COVID-19 public health emergency impacting the care that sleep therapy providers are delivering to their patients?
Yeah, David, it's actually a really interesting question, and it looks to have affected HMEs and regions differently. But as a whole, one of the most common things that we've continued to hear is that how many HME providers have had to actually quickly adapt and work to stand up remote setup solutions and virtual care protocols seemingly overnight. Some patients, what's been really challenging for them is that they're unwilling to come in for a face-to-face setup. And some have even expressed concerns with device handling. So some HMEs have had to figure out ways to be able to set prescriptions on the device without actually touching them. So the other challenge is that HMEs are simply trying to figure out how to get that equipment to that patient. So it seems easy in concept, but when you actually put it into practice, it can be a little bit more difficult. What's also been really interesting that we're hearing from our customers is that some patients who may have traditionally gone into a lab for diagnosis and titration, they may actually be getting diagnosed through HST, which is then requiring the HME to place more emphasis on therapy acclimation during the actual virtual setup component or their education. And over and above this, customers even told us that they may be using more than one way to get equipment to their patients. And this has been really fascinating because some customers may be using mail delivery, some may be using curbside pickup, and others may even be using a curbside drop-off. So what we've seen is it's not a one-size-fits-all approach and that customers are tackling it from multiple angles. And even the same thing goes for education. So HMEs have continued to tell ResMed that they may be using virtual video conference tools like Zoom and FaceTime for patient education. And while others may be using phone, some have even gotten to use social distancing practices either in their parking lot outside of their office or even on the curbside outside of the patient's home.
Oh, man.
The biggest takeaway that I've had is while this has quickly forced our HME partners to adapt, it doesn't necessarily mean that they can't provide the same level of care during setup and post-setup post-COVID that they were providing pre-COVID. It's just a really interesting thing that we're hearing from HMEs is that although they're being faced with these challenges, they're able to adapt and provide great care to their patients.
Okay, so Arturo, what are you hearing from the providers in terms of their needs? What are they telling you guys?
When COVID really started to make an impact and customers first started looking to build their virtual care protocols, they were really asking for tools that would help them just get started. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things is that it can be really overwhelming thinking about all of the new processes and steps when you're going to build a new care protocol, specifically around navigating payer requirements, determining the best methods to physically get equipment to their patients. And then there's a big question around, do you use your own resources or do you partner with someone for equipment fulfillment? These are all questions that and decisions that actually have to be made if you're going to build this protocol. What's really been interesting is while some HMEs have actually looked to outsource new setup equipment fulfillment through existing partners, many have actually told us that they want to use their own staff and their own resources to set up patients with their own therapy equipment. So in terms of key needs, to answer your question, HMEs who've started really using these new virtual care protocols have really asked for educational content and videos related to the equipment setup, tips on helping to minimize device handling. They've asked for tools and tips to help them build their virtual care protocol, ways to segment their patients who've been set up virtually so they can actually track them as compared to their standard patients that would have been set up pre-COVID. But I think one of the biggest and most common needs that we continue to hear for customers or from customers is the request for tools and solutions to help HMEs and patients with mass selection and sizing. And I have a really interesting stat. In a survey of customers who have set up home delivery protocols, 57% said that mass selection was the area where they experienced or expected the most challenges. So a lot of emphasis and effort has gone into this particular solution because it's been such a big need.
That's really interesting. It is, right? You know, how do you fit a patient for a mask when you have to stay 6 feet away from them? That is a real toughie right there. And I think that, you know, some of these things you're hearing definitely reflect what other providers like Gary Sheehan at Cape Medical Supply and Spiro Health have said in earlier podcast interviews. So looking at all these sorts of problems, what are some of the types of virtual care and digital solutions that ResMed has deployed to help providers care for sleep patients under the really odd circumstances we find ourselves in this public health emergency?
Yeah, the ResMed team has worked really hard. They're trying to stand up solutions that are going to address some of those needs that HMEs have really been asking for. And some of those are going to include the ResMed Mass Selector, a remote setups guidebook, some newly created patient-facing web pages and equipment setup guides, and solutions to minimize device handling. In addition to those new tools, we've also tried to highlight ways that an HME can use existing ResMed digital solutions like MyAir, AirView, AirView Action Groups, and even USleep to really better care for their patients in a virtual care protocol.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these innovations kind of on an individual basis. Maybe we start with the mask selector. As we're recording this, you guys just recently launched this. Maybe you could tell me more about mask selector and how that fits into this scenario.
Yeah, that's great. We're really excited about this tool. We all know that starting out with the right mask is going to play a really important factor in patients successfully adhering to sleep apnea therapy. And we know that a properly fit mask has the power to give a patient the comfort that they need and the confidence they need to acclimate to therapy. And on top of that, we really want to give them the best shot at reducing the likelihood of any types of refits. So to try and help our HME partners, ResMed launched the tool that you mentioned, which was the ResMed Mask Selector. It's really going to be a digital tool. It's designed to make remote mask sizing and selection more effective and easier for both the patient and the HME. So the ResMed Mask Selector is going to feature an automated workflow that actually seamlessly integrates with the HME's outreach platform. And it's designed that way to save the HME staff time from actually managing mask fitting questions so they can focus on more important pieces like helping patients troubleshoot therapy acclimation issues and reach compliance, which is the end goal, right? So we really designed this to try and help save them time and give them a solution for the biggest need that they've been asking us. And so to cover the tool in a bit more detail and actually works, let me see if I can summarize it a little bit better for you. So the way that the ResMed Mask Selector works is it creates a personalized ResMed mask recommendation based upon a patient's sleep attributes and unique facial measurements. An HME can provide a HIPAA-compliant single-use link by either a text or an email directly to the patient, who then answers a brief questionnaire and enters three facial measurements into the ResMed Mask Selector portal. Patients can then access that ResMed Mask Selector web-based patient portal on most home computers and mobile devices. And this is what's really cool because they don't need any special equipment to do this. They don't need a special webcam or any special equipment that they have to purchase. They can access it from the computer that they already have or the tablet or the phone that they have. And based upon those patient responses, the tool will recommend one of ResMed's masks along with options for alternate ResMed mask models and sizes. The portal will also store the patient's responses to that questionnaire for the HME for later use. And ultimately, the ResMed Mask Selector was designed to put the power of the mask selection back in the hands of the HME. So it's going to give the HME the final say to choose the best mask for the patient based on their staff's expertise and the inventory that they have on hand. The Mask Selector is available today to most HMEs in the U.S. It is being offered at no charge now through December 31st to help HMEs serve their patients during the COVID-19 pandemic. And if an HME wants to learn more, they can actually visit resmed.com/mask selector, all one word, or contact their ResMed sales representative to discuss it in more detail or request a demo. And then one last thing that I want to highlight is that although this tool was built with virtual care pathways in mind, it can be adapted to be used by clinicians in a face-to-face environment, just to make sure that a patient is answering all the questions correctly. And if it helps that patient get a little bit more confidence with that mask that's being dispensed for them and helps reduce the likelihood of a refit, we could see this as being a very good tool that's used in a hybrid model of in the virtual space as well as in a face-to-face space.
Got it. Yeah, and that's interesting that the provider can, you know, hang on to these measurements because, you know, I can see, you know, new products coming down the line, and then it's like, a provider could very quickly look at a pool of data and go, this set of patients might be great for this new mask, you know, that has yet to be released. What about some of the other solutions? I think you mentioned the guidebook. Tell me a bit more about that.
Now, with the guidebook, because so many HMEs have told us that they want solutions that allow them to use their own existing staff and resources and solutions that are going to be adaptable for various protocols, mm-hmm. we created a guidebook that's going to help HMEs build processes that work best for their unique location and for their patients. So HMEs listening to this podcast, they may already be familiar with the guide, but for those who aren't, we call it the ResMed Guidebook for Remote CPAP Setups. The guidebook actually provides recommended protocols, best practice tips. It outlines digital and printed patient educational resources, and it even gives email template examples that an HME can use to cover everything from, let's say, intake to compliance management. And as I mentioned, we intentionally designed that guidebook to be versatile enough to work with a variety of HME workflows. That way it can be adapted for their specific organizational goals for setting up and supporting their sleep patients in the virtual care pathway that they decide to build.
All right. And then another solution that you mentioned was web pages and equipment setup guides. How does this play into this? Is this something that is more consumer directed that helps the, you know, are they tools to help the end user help set up their equipment? How do these fit into the providing, you know, remote care to these patients during the health emergency?
ResMed developed content for remote setups that we've actually made available on our website, resmed.com. And it's really been designed to further support HMEs with patient educational resources for that pre and post setup phase. It's really been set up to help patients with the knowing what to expect portion. And it's been designed to help patients for learning how to solve for common therapy challenges. Something to note and remember is that especially during this time, is that you really can't over-educate and you can't over-communicate to patients.
Right.
And it's really a good way. Yeah, it's really a good way to bring the personal and human element to virtual care. With the new content as well, something else to touch on is that our goal is to really help HMEs better help their patients with that what to expect and their equipment setup. That way an HME can focus more of the setup time and the motivational factors and the behavior changes for helping the patient understand the importance of treatment and what their motivation for use is, essentially what their why is. And as we all know, when you're trying to build a habit, building that and knowing your motivation can be essential to build that habit. From research ResMed has conducted over the years, we actually hear common from patients that they feel overwhelmed at first and challenged getting the support that they need where and when they need it. Mm-hmm. A way that an HME can solve for this is by sending a personalized email to the patient before and after the virtual setup appointment. And that can be as simple as just giving them a couple helpful resources and web links that answer some of the most common questions that come with starting PAP therapy. And lastly, one of the easiest ways to access and see all of that new digital content that we had just talked about without going into the specific web pages for each of those is just to look them up in the remote setups guide. So any HME that's looking to get a copy of the latest guide can actually request it from one of their ResMed sales representatives as we're adding new content over time.
Okay. And then you also mentioned, solutions for minimizing device handling. And obviously this is a big one. Providers are trying to minimize, their touch on these devices. And in talking to providers, about ops and things like that, they have whole systems now for handling, clean versus dirty equipment, keeping everything totally separate in the van, all that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of curious, how does that fit in here? How are you guys helping to facilitate, any tools that can help, minimize device handling?
Yeah, this is something that we're really excited about. Just last week, we launched enhanced AirView functionality that enables an HME to remotely program the initial prescription and comfort settings prior to a patient's first therapy use to now include our sleep bi-level devices. So our AirCurve 10S, our AirCurve 10B Auto, and our AirCurve 10 ASV. So what that does is it's going to allow the HME to avoid actually having to open up the original device packaging, and they can actually just put the prescription settings in AirView and push them directly to the device. That way they never actually even have to open up that box.
Okay, and you guys also have some existing digital solutions that have already been there in the marketplace that can be applied to the scenario as well. What are those?
Specifically, with Meijer, with the increase in virtual care, we've heard that there's a much stronger emphasis on recommending patient support tools such as Meijer. Meijer is an online support program and app available with our Air 10 devices that's going to enable HMEs to extend full-time support to their patients through personalized coaching, personalized tips, tips on how to improve therapy comfort, and how-to videos to help address common therapy challenges. Meijer also is going to enable patients to track their therapy progress with a daily score of how they slept, and it even provides encouragement along the way. So what it really does is it empowers patients to become engaged with their therapy from the very first night of use. And what's really great is that CPAP users slept better, one more hour per night, and we've even seen improvements in actual adherence to therapy when they self-monitor with Meijer. And specifically for those stats, we see 87% compliance on patients using CPAP with Meijer and AirView versus 70% with AirView only. So as far as what ResMed recommends, we recommend educating patients on the Meijer app during the intake process, and we encourage them to download and register prior to the remote setup appointment. That way, when they come into their therapy equipment being delivered, all they need to do is add their device, serial number, and their mask together with the app. They'll then have the support available right at their fingertips when they need it. So we had talked a little bit too about patient tracking. So they can use ResMed's AirView and USleep patient management software to actually track their population of patients being set up by using existing fields such as the location field or even the clinical user field. And by using those fields, it'll allow them to easily filter down within management by exception tools and to generate specific compliance reporting for patients that are now being set up in their virtual care pathway. So as an example, if an HME wants to use a filter such as the location field, we recommend keeping things very simple. So they could use a descriptor such as remote, all one word, to minimize any variation amongst onboarding staff. That way, when they just type in that word remote or just pull up that word, they can quickly see anybody that was set up within that protocol. HMEs can also use the AirView action groups and filtering functionalities to maximize efforts for early intervention and adherence insights. And then lastly, a best practice that we've seen is just adapting the HME's outreach protocol to follow up with all patients 3 days post-setup, regardless of their therapy status. So Brightree users can create a task to help with this. USleep offers capabilities for creating a bucket and even share a shared calendar could help there. There's even an opportunity for customers to look in AirView to see the patient's Meijer registration status. And if they notice that they're not registered for Meijer, they can always send an invite directly out to them.
Okay, well, this is a whole host of sort of digital, you know, tools to help providers kind of deal with, you know, this situation. But it is, like you've outlined, creating a lot of different innovations. So I want to change tack a little bit, and we're discussing this in terms of, a public health emergency, but I'm starting to wonder, how many of these problems kind of existed before the health emergency? You know, maybe there were patient needs, maybe there were provider needs, but they weren't felt as immediately or acutely. How many of these issues were already being felt before we had COVID-19 happen?
Tools and solutions to help with mask selection, solutions to minimize mask refits, and solutions to help patients with their setup education and therapy acclimation, they've always been there. Mm. They just really became much more apparent and much more important now. I know we already covered a little bit on that mask selector tool that was designed to help with the mask selection and fitting portion, so I'm going to talk a little bit more about the patient experience.
Okay.
And something that comes up commonly in research is around that overwhelming feeling that a lot of patients get when they try and start therapy and build that new therapy habit. Something HMEs can try and do to help their patients is to just really keep that education piece really simple. Try not to overwhelm the patient with too much too soon. And if an HME can give their patient just enough to be successful, they may be able to continue providing additional educational material through supplemental digital tools. And that can be through text or even email. Really, whatever was going to work best for that particular HME and that particular patient. The other thing around habit building too is that remind the patient that it's consistency that matters, and consistency can be key. So not everybody and not every patient is going to feel the benefits of therapy the same way. But as I mentioned earlier, the faster that you can find that particular patient's motivation, the more you'll be able to help and reemphasize it, essentially reemphasizing their motivation and their why. And in addition, it's been really great talking to a lot of HMEs that have stood up these virtual care protocols because they've continued to tell us some small tips that have helped prove successful for them. And some of them sound really common, but some of them have been really impactful. And some of those are recommending to the patient ahead of time that they should find a way to prop up their phone or their tablet so they can actually use both hands to set up appointment. So they actually have a nice way to be able to see what is being demonstrated and they can replicate it on their phone or right in front of their iPad. Also recommending to use a larger screen if available. So recommend a tablet or a laptop over a phone, so that they can see exactly what the home care provider is trying to demonstrate to them. Sending an email with a what to expect message or video prior to them receiving their equipment in a digital asset to help them understand how to use their equipment has been very helpful. And what we've heard from HMEs is that when they do receive their equipment ahead of time, some patients will have used that equipment and set it up, and they may come to their setup appointment a little bit more informed with a little bit better questions. And we've also been told by customers that are using specific masks such as AirFit P10 because of how intuitive it is for patients to use. They say by using masks that are fully assembled like this and less intimidating for users, that it's been very easy for them to just use it the first time and feel less intimidated by something that they may think is a little bit larger or more cumbersome.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it's also, and maybe this is an overgeneralization, but, you know, I'm thinking about like an entirely other user experience, but it's equally complex, or seemingly complex at least. And that's, you know, buying a new smartphone, right? You know, you get this typically through the mail, but people are able to set it up, you know, relatively quickly, despite the fact that it's a fairly complex device with, you know, if you think about it, when smartphones first came out, kind of mystifyingly simple user interface, you know, a touchscreen with these little icons, but all of a sudden it just becomes second nature. And I would imagine that if you take a mask like that or, you know, a CPAP device and it's simple enough and it's packaged simply and like you said, ready to use out of the box, that they're going to have sort of a baseline familiarity with that kind of a user experience. I don't know if, you know, when you guys have done your product research, if they kind of bears that out, but I would imagine that's the case.
Absolutely. If we can figure out ways to make that piece really easy, then we can really help HMEs focus on what's most important, right? It's finding those motivations. It's building that habit. It's working through the common challenges that come with therapy. We want to make it really easy for them to set up their equipment.
So, all right. So bearing all this in mind, we've had a lot of sort of user expectations and provider desires, that have sort of set the stage for a lot of these innovations prior to COVID-19. Let's think about sleep therapy after COVID-19. You know, there's no longer a healthcare emergency. How many of these innovations that are getting deployed now are going to wind up being permanent changes in the sleep therapy marketplace?
That's a really interesting question. And it's really one that we've been asking HMEs ourselves. We look back to a survey, and I think that could be a pretty good indicator. So in a recent survey, Over half of HME respondents said that they were likely to continue offering remote setup solutions to their patients post-COVID-19. And I'm going to reemphasize, over half. Customers have also told ResMed that they believe that home delivery is not a stopgap solution. They're saying that if it proves successful for their business, that it may be here to stay. And what's great is that the implementation of these new home delivery and virtual care protocols has really enabled these HMEs to continue to serve their patients during the pandemic. But for those who elect to continue offering it long-term and for those who are looking to build these new virtual care protocols, it's going to be really important to take the time to build one that's not only going to serve their short-term needs, but the long-term ones as well. For us, it just really continues to be apparent that we're going to need to continue to work on helping our HME partners with solutions and tools to help them support their patients, regardless of the manner that a patient is going to be receiving their equipment. If one thing's for certain, it's that we can continue to expect to see change, but ResMed is absolutely going to be there to help.
Arturo, so this is a lot of information, obviously, and I'm sure this podcast is going to serve as a bit of a springboard for people listening to it. Where can people in the audience find out more information about these different solutions?
The two best places would be to reach out to their ResMed sales representative or jump onto ResMed.com.
All right, Arturo, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, David. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you.
The feelings likewise. Thanks again to Arturo. And before I sign off, don't forget to rate and review the HME Business Podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine. You can do that at hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's at Post Acute News, or you can hit me up via email at dkopf@1105media. That's DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. The HME industry has gone through a lot, so I'm convinced we'll get through COVID-19, and we're already turning our eye to the future. With that said, I'll say goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.